We welcome each and every one of you to Grace Bible Church this morning. In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to Psalm 149, the first verse, which reads, "Praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and His praise in the congregation of the saints." This passage of Scripture here indicates to us that as we praise the Lord, we are also to sing unto the Lord. One of the interesting things that has happened over the last decade is the amount of congregational singing has dropped dramatically in our churches. One of the reasons are they're so unfamiliar with the new songs that are out there. They put them up on these big screens and you're trying to figure out what you're supposed to do. They've gotten away from the hymn books. And so congregational singing has suffered. So a lot of the churches have said, let's just do away with it. And we'll just have people come up and sing to you and you just be entertained while we sing. And that's worship. That's not worship. God desires for us to praise His name as individuals in a corporate setting. One of the desires of our heart here at Grace Bible Church is to honor the Lord with singing. Whenever we pick up a hymn book to sing praises to the Lord, you ought to enter into that as an individual joining with the congregation to praise the name of the Lord. Why? Because He's worthy. And singing is such an important thing today that we teach our young people how to sing. It goes so against the culture today to do that in a corporate setting. Unless, of course, it's a rock concert, it's okay to do that then, but in worship, well, we don't do that. Listen, God wants us to praise His name, and He wants us to sing unto Him. And the idea of a new song here, a lot of people have taken that phrase and they make it mean just about anything right here. The idea of a new song is a song that centers in the wonder and the greatness of God, because His mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Now, what does that mean? God's mercies are new in that they are fresh. That's the idea behind this word. They are fresh. God supplies His blessing. That may have been the same blessing you got yesterday, but it's a new day. And we're thankful to God because He has bestowed upon us another day in which to get up and to be able to rejoice in Him. God's mercies are continuous, they are fresh, they are every day, and that's the idea. Our song should have a freshness to it. We should lift up our voices in praise and adoration. Do you get bored with singing praise to the Lord? Then something's wrong with you, not with the songs. I've heard a number of pastors write, "Oh, we're tired of the old hymns." Why? Are you tired of the words? So we have to change the words, we have to change the music. That's very important. We have to change the music. That's what we mean by that. And so what happens? I adapt my likes to the world and I bring that into the church and God will just accept that. No, that's not how it works. Why are we turning away? Because we're turning away from the truth that's found in many of those hymns. We don't like the truth and we don't like the tunes, and so we move and gravitate to what we like and what we want to accept, rather than what is right according to God's Word. May we sing this morning with renewed interest in the truth of God's Word. If you're bored, then something's wrong with you, not with the hymn book. Something's wrong with you, not with God's Word. And so may we understand and know the newness of God in our lives every day, and may it be reflected in our singing and in our rejoicing, and in our praising of the Lord as we begin our worship service today.